Step one completed. Well, a third round berth last year. The plan is to go far further in 2019.
Yes, hopefully after a straight sets victory for Ash Barty yesterday. Very impressive 6-2, 6-2 over Kum Kum from Thailand. So she progresses to the second round and hopefully the start of a good run this Australian Open. To talk about that and plenty more, Alicia Molik joins us on the line from Channel 9. Alicia, thanks for your time this morning and welcome to RSN 927.
Well, thanks for having me on. I hope you've enjoyed the tennis so far.
We have. It was a packed day and especially great to see eight Aussies get through. We might ask you about Ash. We'll start with our number one woman. She was fantastic yesterday after a bit of a slow start, but what did you see from her that impressed most yesterday?
Look, from my perspective, I think the conditions are tough. Ash only arrived, played the final of the Sydney event on Saturday, got in, I think, very early Sunday morning and had a day off. But yesterday it was unusual conditions in the sense that it was Margaret Court Arena, first night match. It was a really dead kind of subdued crowd. So it was, I guess it was difficult for her to really, I think, get too excited at the start. And then she played a tricky opponent yesterday. But what pleased me the most, and I guess what I'm excited about, is I think she only needed to hit third gear yesterday. She didn't have to go all out. Didn't have to play to a max. And I think sometimes when you can do that in under an hour, conserve a lot of energy, that's important for her at this point in time when there's another 2 weeks ahead.
Alicia, great to be talking with you. A few of the lesser-known Australian girls got through as well yesterday. What can you tell us about them?
Oh, good to chat to you too, Bryce. It was I think, one of our better days of all time for Australian women's tennis. We've got a really good, I think, young group just trailing behind Ash, Dash and Sam. Ellen Perez unfortunately lost her match. We had an Australian qualifier, Astra Sharma. She's from Western Australia, just very fresh out of Vanderbilt College in the States. She qualified at the Australian Open and won her first round against Brisbane's Priscilla Hahn. So that's so impressive. Not just, getting to the second round, but it was her first Australian Open ever. So that's significant to be able to qualify. And of course, Ash last night, Kimberly Birrell too. Not sure if that's a name you're familiar with, but such a great competitor. She's Australian. She was a wild card. She won her first round yesterday too. So I think we're in a really healthy spot right now in terms of there's a really large group really breaking through at the moment.
We spoke to Kimberly Birrell a couple of weeks ago when she got the wild card, so it was good to learn a little bit about her story. What can you tell us about Sharma and that college education? Is that the best way to develop our young tennis players, by them spending a bit of time overseas and finding out what life is like away from home as well?
Well, I think it's a really good step and great option. In fact, it's probably a regret of mine fresh out of high school. I probably wished I went to college for a year or two. I think it's a chance to, develop. And we're seeing a lot more women now, peaking in their mid-20s. So to have a few more years to get under your belt in terms of getting physically stronger, that's incredibly important. So Astra's come out of college, I think, number one, quite developed, really eager, and she's an amazing athlete to watch athletically, the way she moves, can chase down every ball. She's tall, she's very quick. So she's got all the athletic traits, I think, to do really, really well on the women's tour. So she's definitely one, if you haven't seen her play, you'll have to get out and watch her.
That sounds very exciting. Is it an advantage that she has come through qualifying and had a few in her first Grand Slam? Is that the advantage, having a few games under her belt to then hit the first round?
Yes. I think some players might view it the other way, that they're fresh starting their first round. But I don't think you can buy match toughness or what playing a couple of qualifying matches does for you, not just physically, but I think mentally, to know that you can get through three tough matches. Astra Sharma's last round of qualifying, her opponent cramped after 3 hours. So, if you're an athlete, tennis player, you know you can last as long as you need to on the tennis court. That's incredibly powerful, I think, for the future and going into other tough matches, especially, here in Melbourne during the Australian summer. You both know how tough conditions are outdoors, you two, Bryce, having played cricket, and what it does to your body and how difficult it is, the demands on it. So, it's a huge positive for Astra that she's got a lot of matches.
And you cricketers are stupid enough to wear long pants in this heat as well. So at least the tennis players can be a little bit more comfortable. In terms of today's games, Kyrgios, Kokkinakis and Stoza, a couple of the big Australians going at it on court as well on day two. Who are you looking forward to most there? The unpredictability of Nick Kyrgios? Are you looking forward to the continued, hopefully, comeback of Thanasi Kokkinakis or one of the veterans in Sam Stoza?
I'm looking forward to watching Sam because I think she deserves to have a really good summer. She's maybe not performed as well as she would have liked over the past number of years. So I'd love to see her enjoy some genuine success here. She's been fighting for it for so many years. And but there's one player that's, the ultimate professional at Sam Stoza. So she's so deserving. And, of course, Dash is probably one that you haven't mentioned.
Yep, yep.
Forgot Dash. Plays today as well. That's pretty exciting. She knows what it feels like to get to a second week. So let's hope that she can, just start strongly today.
Fingers crossed she can. Alicia, thanks so much for your time on RSN 927 this morning. Enjoy the action from Melbourne Park starting in a couple of hours' time.
You're welcome, guys. Great to chat.